This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Perek Lamed Vav, chapter 36 in Tehillim in Psalms. And this is a psalm that starts off very simple, but really ends off complex. It's Olam Natzeach Le'Eved Hashem LeDavid. King David describes himself as a servant of God. That's a sign of humility, but it's only a opening that's used twice in the entire Tehillim. And then he draws very stark contrasts between the evil people who can think of nothing but evil and then don't fear God, and there's nothing good going on in their minds and nothing good going on in their mouths and in what they say and in their actions. And then the good people who realize that everything comes from Hashem. And he says, Mesho chastecho liyodecho, Hashem, obviously you're going to give your kindness to those who know you. This is a very stark differentiation between the good and the bad, and saying, you know, the good's got to win. And the commentaries say that this goes all the way back to David HaMelech's first battle, before he was even a soldier, and that was his battle against Goliath, against Goliath. Just to refresh our memories, David HaMelech at the time, his brothers had gone to war, and he stayed home, and he was a shepherd. He was a very good shepherd, but he was a shepherd. His father, Yishai, sent him to the front lines to bring some food to his brothers, and while he's there, he's shocked to see, he's a little kid, as it were, and he's shocked to see this huge fellow, this Ish Abinaim, Goliath, is walking back and forth on the front lines. He's blaspheming the Jewish people. He came specifically during davening, when people were trying to say Shema, and he says, what are you saying, Shema? I'm the one who's got the strength, I'm the one who's got the power, and I'm the master of the universe. He's this huge He-Man standing there, and he says, look, instead of this war between the Jews and the Philistines, let's have a duel. One of you will fight me, and whoever wins will win, and then we'll all go home. And everyone's trembling. No one wants to fight this giant Goliath, except for David HaMelech, King David. He looks, and it's obvious to him that the good side's going to win. And he starts asking questions. And his brothers start to yell at him and say, what are you asking questions? This is not for you. Go home. Go back to your sheep. You don't belong here. But David HaMelech perseveres, and he asks, and finally he volunteers. He's going to be the one to fight Goliath. And he puts on a coat of armor. It doesn't even fit him. And he takes his slingshot, wasn't issued to him as a soldier, was issued to him as a shepherd, and he puts 5 stones in the slingshot, and he slings it at Goliath. Goliath falls down dead, he takes his sword, chops off his head, and at least David HaMelech lived happily ever after. This was a very clear argument between good and bad, between holy and impure. And in fact, the Zohar even says that the 5 stones that David HaMelech, King David, threw at Goliath were the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, and he threw them in one wallop, and that was the Echad, the one. Now, David HaMelech went through life, and this was really his mantra. The good side needs to win. That's what the whole Tehillim's about. The good side needs to win. There's ups, there's downs, but it's not over till you win. But it does get more complex. We talk about how tzidkoscha kahareel, when it comes to the righteousness of Hashem and how Hashem judges righteousness, it's really high, as high as the highest mountains. And then mishpatecha tohim rabba, when Hashem judges people for doing something wrong, it goes all the way down to the lowest abyss. In other words, in Hashem's world, there's room to climb very great heights, but also to go very, very low. And then it says, Adam vehema toshia Hashem. Hashem helps the Adam, mankind, uvehema, and the animals. Hashem helps both, which on first blush would mean Hashem helps everybody. But the commentaries say differently. The Gemara says, behema here refers to a person who is a person, has a soul, has a neshama, but is able to have the humility of an animal, of a behema. In other words, there's a humility that's necessary here. And the Chafetz Chaim takes it a step further, and it's interesting to see it from the Chafetz Chaim, because the entire first section of the Tanya, from the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, also discusses this. And he says that the trick is to know that you are an Adam Uvehema. Every person has to know that they have a very, very high and lofty neshama, very high and lofty soul, but they also have animalistic urges and tendencies, and none of us are perfect. And if you want to be successful, it's to recognize that we have both this Adam Uvehema, and to recognize that our greatness and our strength is going to come from the fact that we are an Eved Hashem, a servant of God, and that's going to come from humility. So it starts off very simple, not to be simplistic about King David, but if we could look at it this way, that when it started off was just a little boy who says, okay, we're right, they're wrong, we're going to win, But then it gets more complex. As you go through life, things get more complex. It's not just we're right. I've got some good parts to me. I've got some bad parts to me. I've got this tzikoscha kareel. I've got righteousness where I can go really, really high. But then there's also this abyss that I could, chas v'shalom, God forbid, fall into. And David HaMelech says, do you know what I'm understanding? After everything's said and done, it's all about humility, recognizing that we have both inside of each one of us, and we will win. And we're going to win because we're on the right side, but that's only if we have that humility to recognize that we're an Eved Hashem, that we're the servants of Hashem, servants of God. And at the end, he says, Al tvoyeni regal gaiva, God, just don't let me become haughty. Because as much as it's so simple that if you have David against Goliath, David is going to win, he says, that only works if David HaMelech is being honest with himself and in touch with himself and being humble with himself. But if that happens, Hashem's going to help us. Shom naflu pile oven, the evildoers will fall down. Dochlo yilichukum, they won't be able to get up again. But those who do well, he says, yirviun mideshen ve'secho, they'll be satiated from only the blessings of Hashem, and we will last forever and ever. Be well.